is just draw your attention to an interesting perspective raised by Rashbam on this week's parasha that some of the Achronim thought have halachic implications, but it needs a little bit of background because it's a very radical thesis. So a little bit of background is required. There was a general machlokus amongst the Rishonim whether and to what extent one was allowed to interpret Chumash not in accordance with the Perushim offered by Chazal. And there were basically, I'm simplifying here, three different positions. There was the position of some Rishonim, the Rif seems to go in this direction in his comments to Perek Chelek, who felt that it was forbidden to interpret the Torah in any way that wasn't offered by the Midrash Chazal. Now, what you do when there's a machlokas in Midrashim, so then you have a different possibilities, but basically you're constrained by the commentaries offered by Chazal. But many of the Rishonim, especially those of the Pshat schools in northern France, the base medrash that developed from Rashi, Rabbi Yosef Kara, and then later the Rashbam and others, as well as some of the Svardi Rishonim, felt that that was not the case. And you had the liberty to interpret the Torah, at least on Pshat level, different than Chazal. What Chazal say is valuable, has truth as well, but you have the right to interpret Pshat as Pshat. But even within the Pshat school, they divided. The Spanish Rishonim, the Spanish Pashtunim, felt that you were only allowed to interpret Psukim against Chazal in non-halachic matters. But when it came to halacha, you had to offer only the commentaries that were offered by Chazal. However, some of the northern France Pashtunim, northern French Pashtunim, especially Rashbam, felt that that was not the case. That even when it came to halacha, you were allowed to offer multiple levels of pshat, such that Chazal were correct, lefi halacha, but you were allowed to offer a pshat that wasn't in accordance with Chazal, even in the context of halacha. He sets this forth as a programmatic rule in his introduction to Parshas Mishpatim, where he says that in general he is going to interpret the Psukim the way he sees Pshat, even against Chazal, even in halachic manners. And he says that even though Chazal are right, halacha lemaisa, they're right in some absolute sense, we are allowed to read the Psukim even in halachic manners, not like they read it. Now, one of the places where the Rashbam does this is in this week's Parsha. Now, we all know that halachically, the night starts the new day, right? A day goes from night to day. Shabbos starts tonight, ends the next night. And that's true for basically every area of halacha. However, the Rashbam thinks that that's not pshat in the psukim. And he points to the beginning of this week's parasha, where we have vayere, vayiboker, yom, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, we have this every day. So we tend to read that in light of Chazal, Vayera Vayboker means that the day starts at night and then the day, and that's why you have a full day. But the Rashbam argues that's not pshat. He says, Vayhi Erev. Erev doesn't mean night, that's Laila. Erev means evening, meaning when the day turns into night. So if you say that there was evening, that implies that there was a day that came before. Therefore, he says, pshat in the pasuk is that Vayera Vayboker, day starts at day, and after the day there was an evening, and after you finished the evening, you'd finish the first day, so by the time you got to the next morning, you completed day one. And therefore, he says, the pshat in the psukim is actually the opposite of what Chazal say. The Ibn Ezra, as I've noted, did not like this methodology. He thought when it came to halacha, you were not allowed to do this. He seems to have actually seen the Rashbam, and in a letter that he wrote in the mid-12th century, he happened to be visiting England, and he came across either the Rashbam's Perush or someone else who said the exact same thing, and he issued a curse against the person who said this. May his tongue stick to his palate and his right arm wither, because they're leading people astray. When it comes to halachic matters, you are not allowed to interpret the Torah against Chazal, and therefore he argued against the position of the Rashbam. But that being the case, the Rashbam still maintained that lefi pshuto shel mikra, day came before night, and lefi halacha, night becomes before day. And despite the fact that halachically we know that night becomes before day, there's at least two possible implications that the Achronim raised lemaisa, or at least one of them lemaisa, based on this Rashbam. The Hafla, the Hamakne, Reb Pinchas HaLevi Horowitz, in several places, both in Kedushin Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, in the Hamakne, as well as several places in Chumash, starting in his Perish Panim Yafos, in Breishas Ches Chaf Beis, says, he tries to square the following circle. He says, on the one hand, we know that the Gemara says that the Avos kept all the mitzvos. On the other hand, he assumes that the Avos were not Jews. And the Gemara says that a non-Jew who keeps Shabbos is Chayav Misa. So how can you both keep all the mitzvos, but right, you're stuck? Because if you have to keep Shabbos, because you keep all the mitzvos, you have to keep Shabbos. But if you're not yet Jewish because the Torah wasn't given, then you can't keep Shabbos. And you can't both keep Shabbos and not keep Shabbos. So what do the Avos do? So he suggests, not quoting the Rashbam, but saying the same thing. He says, I think that before Matan Torah, day came before night. Once the Torah was given, and the Pasuk says, "May Erev at Erev Tishbitu Shavatchem," we learn that for Jews, the day starts at night and then goes to the day. So he says, for Jews, the day starts at night and then goes to day. For non-Jews, it starts in day going to night. And therefore, if Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov would keep Shabbos from sundown Friday night to sundown, or whatever, on Tzeis, on Motzei Shabbos, but they would work on Friday morning and they would work on Saturday night, so they're, from the Jewish perspective, they kept Shabbos from night to day. But as non-Jews, they didn't keep Shabbos because both Friday and Saturday they did malacha. So he says, right, so based on this chiddush, that both are true. For non-Jews, day comes first, and for Jews, night comes first. They could both actually be keeping Shabbos and not keeping Shabbos at the same time. Rabbi Akiva Eiger uses this to explain or suggest another issue. He asks, he says, Gerim, when they're learning to become Jews, on the one hand, you want to train them to keep Shabbos. On the other hand, they're not allowed to keep Shabbos because they're not Jewish yet. So, what are you going to do? So he suggests that perhaps they should do the same thing. They should work on Friday morning. They should work on Motzei Shabbos and not do malacha from sundown to sundown. And therefore, from the Jewish perspective, they kept Shabbos. But since they're still non-Jews, they didn't keep Shabbos neither on Friday nor on Saturday. He then rejects it, but he suggests that perhaps that would be the halacha l'maisa implication of the Rashbam's commentary. So again, this position of the Rashbam is very radical. As I said, the Ibn Ezra cursed anyone who even suggests it. And despite that, Rabbi Akiva Eiger and the Hafla suggested there may actually be a possible halachic implication to this radical position of the Rashbam.